You're like, Lord, I don't know if I can make another week of this job. But you took it in good faith. But good faith can go bad. Now, how do you correct your mistakes? Anybody ever wanted to correct your mistakes? Here's how you correct a mistake. You correct a mistake by doing it again more carefully. Learn from your what? Right. Learn from your mistake. Do it again more carefully. But how do you correct your errors? Repent. Repent. And do your first works over again because you left the truth. There is a remedy for both of these, mistakes and errors. I pray that we're guilty of mistakes and not errors here this morning. I don't want to be guilty of having and being influenced to do wrong by other people and things. But there is a spirit of error that helps you make bad choices. It helps you make bad choices. Now, back to my verse here. So Paul is talking, he said, what hindered you so that you would not obey the truth? Watch verse 8. This persuasion cometh not from him that calleth you. You know what a persuasion is? It means you changed your mind. You believed one thing, and now you believe another thing. You have been persuaded due to the hindrance of them continually hindering you. Now you believe them. A little leaven will change the way you see the whole thing. Are you with me this morning? Hindrance turns into persuasion, and it makes you change your whole mind about something. Let's call it the truth, church, whatever the case may be. And this persuasion, he said, is not from the one that called you. It's not from the one that brought you into this truth. He's not the one that changed your mind. It's other people that influence you with these little bitty seed thoughts that they throw into your mind. So he goes on to say with the conclusion, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. It influences the whole thing. It transforms the whole thing over just a little bitty thing. I've seen people quit a church. What did you like? I didn't like the music. Is that all church is about to you is music? I didn't like the song leader. I didn't like such and such. I didn't like. Is that all it's about? You let a little leaven the whole lump. If the truth is being preached, that's a good church. Can you say amen? I don't care about the music. If the truth is being preached, that's a good church. Leaven is seed thoughts of unrighteousness that's placed in the hearts of people, Christians, to change their mindset. Jesus warned his disciples. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. These Pharisees were masters at planting a little seed inside of your thoughts to dash your hopes about the one they were following. I mean, if you're following somebody, like Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. If you're following me, let's just say this morning, you're following me. Okay, and somebody comes to you, brother, do you know who you're following? I could tell you some stuff about that guy. You just don't know. You get with me. Brother, they just planted in your mind, well, I wonder what he did. I wonder, man, I need to know better this guy if I'm going to follow him. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. A little leaven changes your whole outlook about somebody. He said, beware of these Pharisees because they were trying to change the disciples' minds about following Christ. And they would say things like this. If he were a prophet, I'm going to teach you how to identify your Pharisees. I'm going to teach you how to identify the people you need to do this with. Simon was what that invited him to his house to eat that day? Simon the Pharisee invited Jesus to eat at his house, and at his feet sits a sinner woman. And Simon said, if he were a prophet, he would have known that this is an evil woman, a sinner indeed. If he were, watch out for these people that are always, if he were a preacher, if he were a teacher, if he were a pastor, if he were a Sunday school teacher, if he were a deacon, if he really was a man of God, if he really were, all these if he were's. Those, my friends, are Pharisees and full of hypocrisy, and they're trying to subvert your mind. Thank you. That's all they want to do. If he were, and they're not doing it themselves, but if he were, are you with me? Just start listening. I'm sharing this with you so you'll listen to know who you need to say delete. These people will hinder your walk with Christ so that you won't trust nobody. I've heard it said, I don't trust nobody. You're going to have to trust somebody. You're going to make it to heaven. The Bible says you've got to have a preacher. That's all there is to it. The book says that. Hypocrisy. Jesus said the leaven of the Pharisees is hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy. We would see a sign of thee, Master. See a sign. He said, you'll see no sign. Except that of the prophet Jonas. As Jonas was in the heart of the in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Period. That's all the sign you'll get. But it's going to come after. See, these signs shall follow after those believers. All these people that want signs, give me a sign. Well, if I get, they're Pharisees. I just need a sign from the Lord. Pharisees, you don't need a sign. You don't need a sign. Signs follow those that believe. Signs confirm what you've already done. They don't confirm what you need to do. The Holy Ghost is your leader and your guide. Oh, my God. I'm wound up this morning. Hallelujah. Pharisees hinder your walk with God. They seek to destroy continuity. They seek to destroy the flow of things. They want to place a little bit of disorder inside of the situation to make it stop. Oh, Lord. Planting these little thoughts and seeds in your mind to overthrow your trust in somebody else. And I want me to tell you something. It is extremely effective. Do you hear me? That's why he's using leaven here and talking about a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. It is extremely effective. Before you vote on him, I'd like to get with you. Before you date her, I could send things I could tell you. Before you do this, I said, well, why don't you just go ahead and say it? Don't corrupt me now. Oh, Lord. Satan used leaven from the very beginning. Did God not say? And when she saw that the tree was, see, just a little thought. Did God not, oh, God's hiding something from you. Just a little thought. And Lord, she said, we can eat of every tree out here. But that little seed thought got to her and changed her mind about everything. Everything changed. And she did eat and gave it to her husband, and he did eat also. It subverted both of them. What was that serpent? The most subtle beast in the field. Beware of people that have this character because they will hinder your race in walking with God. All these influences of people around us, we have to be careful. I'll quickly go to 1 Corinthians 5 and 6. It says, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out, therefore, the old leaven that ye may be a new lump. Get rid of that. Become a new lump as ye are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So if you ever wonder why we eat unleavened bread, that's, they ate unleavened bread at the Passover because they didn't want any influence of anything else. When the Passover was coming up, for weeks they cleaned their houses and purged themselves of everything to get all contaminants out of the house. To get ready for Christ, who was our Passover. He was unleavened bread. He was unmessed up. He was not influenced by other people. They did not hinder his race. Even Peter, he said, Satan, get thee behind me. Thou art an offense to me, for thou savorest the things of this world and not the things of God. He didn't even spare the angels, the Bible said. He was unhindered. Unleavened bread. He said, purge out those people, those things, those places, or whatever it is that influences you so you can be a new lump. How many of you want to be a new lump? I want to be a new lump. I want God to take out everything. David said, search my heart, O Lord, and see if there be any wicked thing in me. Purge it out, God, so I can be a new lump like you. Oh, hallelujah. My, my, my. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither the leaven of malice, and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread, the sincerity of the truth. Let me just park here for 2 or 3 minutes on this leaven of malice. I'm telling you, malice, it's not coincidental he put that one word there with leaven. Because I'm telling you, malice can eat you up. It will eat you up. They did this to me. Bless God. And if you thought you could get away with it, you would do it back to them. It's in your heart. This malice, I'm going to get you back. This malice where you have pleasure in people that suffer because they did wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. And Christians fight that all the time. But I'm here to tell you, it is an ingredient that if it's added to your soul, it will hinder your walk with Christ. Malice is a big deal whether you know it or not because it's hid in the crevices of our heart. And a lot of times you say, well, he had that coming. That's malice. That's good for him. That's malice. Let's call it what it is. That's malice. And he said, it's like leaven. It'll eat you up and puff you up and change the whole complexity of how you live for God. Mm-mm-mm. You never should return evil for evil. The Bible says if you want to conquer evil with what? Good. When you do people good that did you bad, you overcome the situation. You become an overcomer. But when you do evil and return evil for evil, you become part of the situation. Man, am I teaching y'all anything this morning? I want to close quickly with this right here. Because even Jesus used leaven as an example of the kingdom of God. Luke 13 and 18. Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like, and unto what shall I resemble it? He said, it is like a grain of mustard seed, just a tiny seed, which a man took, is a man that took a seed and cast it into his garden. And it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. He's saying the kingdom of God is like this seed that if it is planted, it's planted into the ground and it will grow externally and become a mighty tree so that all the others around the birds sees the tree and says, hey, this is something where we can lodge in. This is something we can raise our family here. This has become a resting place to me. So he's saying that this grain that starts out as a seed turns into a big tree and ministers to others. It's the external. Watch close. It is the external part of the kingdom of God. You can see it. Use it. Be part of it. But then he says this. And again, he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman, the first one was a man that took a seed and he put it into his garden. Now he's talking about being inside the house. And it's like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leaven. She took a little bit of leaven, put it in the dough, and kneaded it until it the whole thing was transformed into a loaf of bread. Both of these parables are showing that little things become big things. Do you see this? A seed became a mighty tree. That was the external thing that people see. But there's also an internal thing that people don't see. Hallelujah. And those little things that he said, leaven, if you put it in it, it will make it grow. That's internal. You don't see it. It's working, but you don't see it. And so it is, we have an external sign. For we are epistles read of known of all men, right? So that when you go on the job, wherever you're at, that's that mustard seed that turned into a tree. So that people see you and they want you to minister to them. The birds of the air see it and they lodge there and raise their babies there. They can lean on you. But there's also this internal part, that this leaven that he talks about, that we have on the inside where we become the praise of God on the inside. People don't see the inside. They see the outside. But we have to have an internal part of us that lives for God. Hallelujah. And it will show on the outside. It will show on the outside. If all we get is the outside right, we don't get the inside right, you're still a sinner. But if we get the inside right, then God can apply grace to the outside so that you can become saved. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. So what a great comparison that he gives us about leaven and the kingdom of God. It is an influence in our lives. When you talk to people on the job, you see, rather than saying, oh, I don't know about him or her, you need to go around the people you work with. The Lord can take care of that situation. And you be the one that's planting the little seeds. You see, the kingdom of God is like leaven, where you take a little leaven, a little word, a little faith, a little hope. It'll get better. We're going to be praying about that. And then you'll see whether there's spirit of error or spirit of truth involved with that person. But that leaven, once you put it in there, see, I remember one time that when my wife and I we weren't having trouble, but it was church trouble, you know what I mean, years ago. And so she was in line at Office Depot, and she was fixing to check out. And a lady had a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper, she handed it to my wife and said, God won't be needing you today. He'll take care of your situation. Something to that effect. That's all it said. It ministered to her. She come home with that piece of paper that this lady had done, and it grew and it grew. We're still talking about it today. And all the lady did was handed her a piece of paper. It was a little leaven, and it leavened the whole lump. It grew into something that was meaningful to us. Why can't we do that? Why can't we just say, like Brother Douglas, here's a CD. Here, bless God, if you need anything, let me know. And plant a little leaven in somebody's heart and let it grow. Leaven influences the whole thing. So this morning, stay away from people that speak negative things into your life, especially about people that you care about, people that you follow, about your God, about your church, and all these kind of things. They're sowing what the Bible says, discord. And he said, those people that do that, stay away from them, and you'll have a much happier life. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Love teaching y'all this morning. Take a quick break. Brother White is going to be with us ministering this morning at our 10:30 service.